Welcome to Legislative Report with your State Representative Matt Baker of the 68th Legislative District in Tioga, Bradford, and Potter Counties. Representative Baker, welcome to this report to your constituents. Well, the House has been very busy in the last couple of weeks. We've been in session and dealt with an issue just this past week that has to do with child protection and the background clearances that folks who work with children need to obtain. And I understand that this was a topic of some serious legislation last year, but there were some tweaks that needed to be made. What's going on here?
Yes, actually last session we passed 21 bills, new laws to protect children, and this past week we passed House Bill 1276 to further clarify the types of volunteers and employees who are required to obtain background checks to work with children. The legislation is designed to be more definitive in who is and who is not subject to background check requirements, and where possible, make the requirements less onerous for volunteers, nonprofit organizations, employees, and employers. Under the bill, only those volunteers with direct and routine interaction with a child as part of a child care service, school, or program activity or service would need to obtain the clearances. The legislation would also permit employers or organizations to accept non-original copies of the required documents on file rather than the original copies to be maintained by the employer or organization. The House of Representatives in Pennsylvania had previously amended the bill to waive the two $10 fees that volunteers must pay for background checks associated with the child protection laws. The legislation that we passed that was subject to much debate and several amendments now heads to the state Senate for further consideration.
There's also been a lot of controversy surrounding a new practice that's sort of like smoking, but it's vaping. It includes electronic cigarettes and things like that, and whether or not there needs to be some regulations put in place here. What's going on with this issue?
Yes, legislation to prohibit the sale of electronic cigarettes and other related vaping products to minors in Pennsylvania was unanimously passed by the State House this week. House Bill 954 would add nicotine delivery products to the list of tobacco products that are illegal to sell to minors, including electronic cigarettes. It would still be legal to sell e-cigarettes and vape pens in Pennsylvania, just not to children. However, there are further concerns about e-cigarettes and vaping and its negative health impacts to adults. The penalties would be the same as under current law for selling cigarettes and other traditional tobacco products to minors. E-cigarettes, sometimes known as vape pens, are used to deliver nicotine and other substances into the body in the form of a vapor. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention has confirmed dramatic increases in the number of high school students who have tried e-cigarettes in recent years, and that calls to poison centers have surged involving e-cigarettes. The science and information on vaping is still evolving, and we had some expert testimony by cardiovascular experts at a recent health committee hearing on the Clean Indoor Air Act here in Pennsylvania. And there is good evidence that was submitted in testimony that these products have harmful chemicals within them, causing a significant health risk. Several states have banned their use where tobacco smoking is banned. The industry is currently unregulated. The FDA is still studying the evidence and science regarding vaping. And some of the chemicals that have been listed to the health committee gives us great concern. Not just nicotine, but its derivatives, aluminum, and some evidence that formaldehyde is part of it. It's quite surprising for me as well. So we're going to continue to study this issue, and it will be part of a significant debate eventually if we reopen the Clean Indoor Air Act legislation that is currently pending before the Health Committee.
Representative Baker, thanks for this report to your constituents, and tune in again next time for a Legislative Report with your State Representative, Matt Baker.